Shalom, and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. We've been having a Koussevitzky marathon. Previously, we heard from David and Simcha and Jacob, and these 2 hours will feature the great Moshe Koussevitzky. He was born into a family of Chazanim in Smorgon, a small town on the Russo-Polish border, in 1899. After World War I broke out, he moved with his family to Rostov, and then in 1920 he settled in Vilna. He had been singing and studying since the age of 8. He became the cantor at the Zavol Synagogue in Vilna, and in 1925 at the Great Synagogue, where Reutemann, Sirota, and Hirschman had served previously. In 1928, when Sirota left the Tlamaka Synagogue in Warsaw, Koussevitzky was selected to replace Sirota. There were over 200 who vied for that position. In the United States, he came to perform in 1938 at Carnegie Hall to resounding critical acclaim. Many American synagogues sought his services, but despite all offers, he decided to return to Warsaw and thus was caught up in the overwhelming Nazi Holocaust. So that was the end of the first career, so to speak. As the Nazis bombed Warsaw in 1939 and the city became more and more fearful, Koussevitzky conducted regular services in shelters and cellars, practically his last act in the beleaguered Warsaw before its surrender was to chant the Yom Kippur services underground. The congregation was even joined by some despairing Christians. Arrested by the Gestapo, Koussevitzky was scheduled to be sent to the awesome Treblinka prison. The Nazis even released a false report that he had been executed. However, he was rescued by non-Jewish members of the Polish underground, who recognized his importance as an artist. Dressed in Nazi uniforms, they appeared at the prison with forged orders and spirited Koussevitzky way over the River Bug to Bialystok in Russian territory. Happily, his family was rescued soon after and reunited with him. So then comes his second career, that of a Russian concert and opera star, in a life literally snatched from death. Koussevitzky gave recitals of operatic and liturgical music in Warsaw, Leningrad, Kiev, Odessa, and Tiflis. In 1944, after the German retreat, he became the principal tenor in the Tiflis National Opera Company, that was in the Caucasus, and sang there most successfully for 2 years. In London in 1946, he had a reunion with his three brothers, Jacob, Simcha, and David. Those three had begun careers as Chazanim in England. His New York debut was before a sold-out house at Carnegie Hall on October 4th, 1947. For the next 5 years, he officiated for the holidays at important synagogues and gave concerts throughout the United States and Canada. In 1952, he accepted a post at the Beth El Synagogue in Borough Park, Brooklyn. Here he officiated until his death in 1966. Okay, let's get right to the music. As I've been doing with these various programs on the Koussevitzkys, I'm just playing the music straight through without any comment. You have the index to follow. The first selection will be Al Kain Nikave. By the way, I just want to make a comment about this particular recording. It was one of Koussevitzky's last recordings, and as you hear it, you almost hear a foreboding pathos. I don't know quite how to describe that. It was as if he knew the end was near. Anyway, let's hear to this one of my favorite selections. Al Kain Nikave.
The Al Kain Nikave the Holy Shemer Kenlo, Nirans Mera, Bisiferes Shadoi,
crayon de chez Mero, les arbres se lèvent, coloris chez Yores, y a qui réveillé d'eau, colion, je vais se réveiller, il ne faut tirer la comère, y chavons.
Oh,
Moshe Koussevitzky, part of the Koussevitzky Marathon. This next selection will be very familiar for those of you who have been listening to my program over the years. Actually, 20 out of the 40 years that I've been broadcasting, this next selection, Sheyibun HaBeis HaMikdash, was one of my theme songs, was my theme song for the beginning of the Chazanis Hour. So let's get back to the Koussevitzky Marathon, the great Moshe.
Yeah. Chain, oh, More. Is it a bar?
Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of the Moshe Koussevitzky section of the Koussevitzky Marathon. Always appreciate your comments, requests, cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And if you're listening to this, obviously you are a fan of Kazanis. And I know that you have other friends who are also very, very fond of Kazanis. Why don't you tell them about the program? You shouldn't even assume that they know about it, even though I've been around for 41 years. Let other people know, let other people enjoy this as much as you're enjoying it. Well, thanks for joining with me, and once again, always appreciate hearing from you. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.